Liz Pavlovic's studio is nestled in a bright corner of her living room. Everything is colorful and quirky, like Liz herself. She sports a rainbow-hued t-shirt, a Mothman tattoo, and bright purple hair. A doll head that looks like Liz sits on the windowsill.
This is you.
Yeah. I found that in a thrift store. I was really? Like, well, I can't not buy it. Yeah.
But what stands out the most is Liz's art. On her computer screen is a work in progress featuring two West Virginia monsters. Below the illustration are the words, "Not all who lurk are lost."
That's a new poster I'm working on.
And it's Mothman, right?
Yeah, Mothman and Flatwoods Monster, who I have hanging out together in a lot of my stuff. They're kind of like the best friends of the group, I guess.
Liz keeps stockpiles of her artwork on her bookshelves, neatly organized. She's become somewhat of a West Virginia celebrity for her state-themed graphic designs. Her art is mostly featured on pins, stickers, and posters. There's a food collection, including pawpaws, apple butter, ramps, buckwheat cakes, and pepperoni rolls, which are a bit controversial. Her design includes cheese, which for pepperoni roll purists is not traditional.
I think the next run of pepperoni roll pens, I might remove the cheese because there's been some debate on that.
Another popular design is her West Virginia hot dog, or better known as the slaw dog. It's topped with mustard, chili, coleslaw, and onions, something that's only loved below what's known as the slaw line, or everything south of milepost 111 on Interstate 79.
Yeah, occasionally people will come to my table when I'm vending and see the slaw dog stuff, and they're like, oh, that's disgusting. And like, people get really heated about it, like maybe more than the pepperoni roll thing with me, yeah.
Some of Liz's favorite designs are the area's cryptids, or animals from legends that may or may not exist, like Bigfoot. But Liz likes to focus on more unique and local characters, such as the Flatwoods Monster, named for the West Virginia town where it was sighted.
I believe it was like the 50s when it was seen in the woods there by some people who saw like bright yellow eyes, and I guess it had like a coppery smell.
Often her cards and posters will feature cryptids with a pun, like her headless Grafton Monster Valentine's card that reads, "I'm headless over heels for you."
It was a news reporter that supposedly saw him in Grafton, West Virginia, and he described him as being like 6 feet tall, 4 feet wide, I believe, with seal skin and, like, basically no head.
Those descriptions might sound creepy, but Liz's designs render these monsters as adorable oddities. Her Mothman is a fuzzy black being that is often doing everyday activities, like surfing the web or riding a bike. On one sticker, Liz includes the words, "Live, laugh, lurk," with Mothman confidently laying on his side.
Sort of a model, like, sassy pose, maybe like some people say, draw me one of your French girls pose.
Liz studied graphic design at WVU and graduated in 2010, but it wasn't until 2 years ago she opened her own business. The pepperoni roll pin was the first design she sold. She grew up in Alabama, but as a child she visited family every year in West Virginia. Liz says she's always felt connected to the state.
I just like grew up, you know, eating pepperoni rolls. My mom made them at home even when we lived in Alabama and stuff. So I guess there was just a big part of my life that was West Virginia that I didn't even really realize was.
It took about a year for Liz's business to take off. At first, she says she was just trying to break even. But after 2 years, she says her art sales make up her income. She does half of her art sales through her online store. Liz's sales follow a national trend. According to the Hiscox Online Art Trade Report, a little less than half of art buyers choose to purchase their art online, which is in itself more than a $4 billion industry, something that was unimaginable even just 10 years ago.
Instagram has been a huge part of it for me personally because there are a lot of artists on there and just a big community, and it's easy to share your like visual stuff on there, obviously.
Instagram launched in 2010, and today the majority of art galleries say Instagram is the best way to promote their art. Even more, the majority of consumers under 35 say Instagram is how they discover new artists. Liz has a lot of fans. She has a respectable 2,836 followers on Instagram. And one of those fans is Candace Nelson, the author of the West Virginia Pepperoni Roll book.
So anytime I see any art or products or anything even remotely related to the pepperoni roll, I get really excited.
So naturally, she fell in love with Liz's pepperoni roll collection. One of her favorites is the Valentine's Day cards.
One of them said, like, pep rolls before bros. And I thought that was really funny.
Liz also sells her work in boutiques and tourism shops around West Virginia and Ohio, but she also does a lot of in-person vending. Tonight, it's at the music show at Morgantown's Retrotique store. Several bands are playing, including the local punk rock duo Haggard Wolf. Liz watches the show from her art booth. It's a long table filled with all of her stickers, pins, t-shirts, posters, and twinkling lights weave through all the items. People of all ages stop by her booth. One young boy named Devlin purchases a bedazzled Mothman pin.
The one that says Moth Glam Edition. The nice. Mothman.
What about it made it stand out to you?
I like Mothman, so I like sparkly things.
It's through the little designs on pins, cards, and stickers that Liz is able to capture a part of West Virginian culture. Candace, the pepperoni roll fan, says Liz's art takes traditional West Virginian things and adds a sense of humor.
I love that she kind of draws on these almost inside jokes that we have as West Virginians and turns it into something beautiful. So I like that it's almost as though you have to be in on it. You have to know West Virginia culture to be able to really, truly appreciate it.
And Liz says she hopes to keep up with it. The motto for her business is, keep on creeping on. This spring, be on the lookout for her newest cryptid, the Ogwa. You can supposedly find the 500-pound serpentine creature swimming in the Monongahela River. Or, of course, you could simply go to Liz's online shop. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown, West Virginia.